We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. It's a podcast where I explore why I'm single and why I can't find a boyfriend, even though I love, you know, tickling taints and sucking on balls. And if you want, I'll finger your butthole. I have no qualms about that. My guest today is a very wonderful man. His name is Warren Burke. Wow, 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 wow. He's wearing a red jacket and he's got shoes on. He's got a white shirt and he's here in the studio. Boo boo!
All within my melanin skin.
Yeah. He's black if you can't hear it through your ears.
This is what a black man sounds like.
Yes, and this is what a black woman sounds like. Sometimes people do not think I'm black.
Really?
Because of my voice.
Oh,
that's yes.
I wonder. You know how in some black voices you can hear it though? Like, oh, he's got that deep raspy. He must be like ethnic,
yes.
You know.
And then sometimes there'll be like a commercial on the radio where it's like, Dayton, why won't you get car insurance?
Girl, and, you know I've been trying all week.
Yeah, like, and it's like, oh yeah, I guess those are black people.
Yeah, those are black people. I hear it now. Okay, great.
Because in voiceovers, sometimes they'll be like, Nicole, can you sound a little blacker? And I'm like, I don't know what that means. I think you're talking about regionalisms, because if you go, you know, to certain places, everybody sounds the same.
True.
So you saying sound blacker is just wildly offensive.
Let them get more specific, like more like Southern Florida.
Yeah, if you could do like Camden, New Jersey.
Camden, New Jersey.
Then I'm like, oh, okay. I know it. Camden, New Jersey. I know what that's like. Or like less Valley Girl or something, because people are like, you sound kind of like a Valley Girl. I'm like, I don't know. I sound like the white people I grew up with. Like, right. I don't know what to tell you.
That's real.
Where I live, we all sound alike. All the black people there, all the white people there, the Asian people, all of us. We are just like, hello, we're from Jersey. No.
Everybody sounds like that. Even like us, hello.
Hello.
I am going to construction today, sweetheart.
I almost wish there was a town in America where everyone was like, hello. Like, I wish in Orlando everyone sounded like Mickey Mouse. Like, oh, so Mickey Mouse is in Orlando. That's what we all sound like.
So I went to work today, and can you believe it? Tim comes in with a cake, and he knows that I'm gluten-free, and
oh,
I don't understand.
Oh, man, that's terrible. Wait, why don't people sound like Mickey Mouse?
All the time. Seriously.
Yeah, like, just whatever.
That'd be
so
a great
here's
life.
A question, Warren. Are you single?
I am. I am a single man.
And are you on, you are on Tinder.
I am on Tinder.
And do you, how is Tinder working out for you?
Well, Nicole, it's so funny that you bring this up because Tinder, it was, you know, to be honest, it's not the best. And it's because like, so in my
Mm-hmm. You know, I understand the Tinder thing. You got to put up some great photos, a poppy bio that makes you stand out from the rest. And mm-hmm. your first message has got to stand out, which is kind of weird because, Nicole, we have matched.
We did match on Tinder.
We matched.
And
Yes.
You came into an audition.
Yes.
And I was.
We're going straight to it. Sorry.
I was reading with you.
Okay.
And I don't know how it came up. It came up pretty organically. And you were like, oh, we matched on Tinder. And months went by. I messaged you.
Yeah.
And months went by.
I got to. Yeah. It's the funniest. It's the funniest thing that happened. I will never forget it.
Because wait. Let's see if I can actually find it, which is something I should have done before today.
I'll have to let you know, at this point, I have deleted Tinder, so hopefully I'm still popping up in there. But while you look for this, I gotta let the people know that...
Let them know.
It's December of 2016. Nicole mm-hmm. comes up. I'm like, whoa, look at Nicole. She, you know, she has all these nice pictures or whatever. One's gotta be a little raunchy because it is Nicole. and so I'm like, oh, wow, it's Nicole Byer. Yeah, I know her comedy a little bit, seen her around... UCB, and yeah, sure, why not? Let's just swipe right. Guys, we match. What? Mind blown. So I was like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I matched with this amazing, wonderful, independent, empowered comedian who has taken over Hollywood. And so I was like, yeah, let's, you know, what do you say? What do you say to this phenomenal, this woman who's doing all this stuff? Okay, I know. Hey, Nicole, love your comedy. So crazy that we matched. Dot, 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 right?
Uh-huh.
And you're waiting. You're waiting. You're waiting. And guys, this is December. Nicole doesn't give me a response in December. Doesn't give me a response in January. Doesn't give me a response in February. Doesn't give me a response in March. April. Still no response. May comes around and we get a response. Yay! Nicole has answered Warren. And uh-huh. she says, oh, my God, thanks. What? Guys, let me explain something. If you ever decide that you want to hit somebody back 6 months later, what are we doing here? What's the purpose now? Now, I know you got your show and everything. You're doing your own thing, your podcast, everything.
Yes.
You pop it. But now, come on. 6 months? Uh-uh. I'm not. You're amazing. You're great. I'd scratch my head if it was even Halle Berry to do something like that. Like,
okay.
Halle Berry. I feel misused.
Here is probably what happened.
Okay.
So we matched, and then you said, I like your comedy.
Comedy. Great.
So whenever someone says comedy just straight off the bat, I'm like, are they like a fan? And are they going to fangirl if I meet up with them?
Oh.
Or are they a comic who's going to like pick my brain if we go out? Or like, or are they going to just tell me that their like girlfriend likes my stuff or their sister likes my stuff? And they're like, just stopping by to give you a compliment. And that is it.
What?
Because that's happened. That happens a lot. So like, I was in Portland doing shows, swiping, swiping, swiping. My friend Tess is like, you can fuck someone in my house. I don't care. The kids go to sleep. It's fine. And I was like, great. So then I was swiping. This guy messages me. He's like, kind of cute. And he was like, I love your comedy. I think you were so funny. And I was like, oh, thanks. He's like, do you live in Portland? I said, no, I don't live in Portland. I'm just here for the weekend. I'm doing 5 shows at Helium. Yeah, whatever, whatever. And he was like, oh, cool. Maybe me and my sister will like roll on through. She loves you. She's gonna freak out that we matched on Tinder. Yeah. Well, good luck to you. And I was like,
what?
Oh. Okay. I was like, and then I didn't. And then he never said anything else. So I was like, oh, he got excited because he knew that his sister liked me, matched with me, told me that she liked my comedy, and that's it. That's all he wanted to say. And it's like one of those things where sometimes, or not sometimes, it's like why people follow people on Instagram and then will comment on their pictures to be like, I want to have an interaction with you because I like you. And the same thing happens on Tinder.
Oh,
so that's why, that's probably the reason why I didn't respond.
Listen, the first Tinder message has always baffled me, which is why I'm also was deciding to get on Bumble because, hey, for the first time in my life, the pressure of having to make that first message mm-hmm. is off of me now. I can let the woman feel what that's like. And so many messages from so many women like, oh my God, is this what this feels like? Like, yeah, this shit sucks. We don't want to do this. That anxiety that you feel in your chest when you're about to fucking throw up and like, oh my God, she's going to think I'm a rapist or some weirdo or something like that. Just for saying, hello, you're beautiful. Like, get the fuck away from me. Like,
I will say this. Don't say I'm beautiful. I already fucking know I'm beautiful.
Okay.
You don't have to tell me I'm beautiful.
But Nicole, this is a great segue because why? I just read this weird thing, 5 love languages. I'm pretty sure you're familiar. Have you heard of it?
No.
You've ever heard of the 5 love languages?
Wait, what? Like French?
Your listeners
Italian.
Are tripping out right now. They're like, Nicole doesn't know about the 5 love languages? 5 love languages was written by this guy. Totally forgot his name. It's a terrible time to bring it up. And I don't know the other. Oh. But there's 5 love languages. Words of affirmation, touch, receiving gifts, acts of service, which means you like somebody doing shit for you.
Yeah, but I don't need that from some dude I don't fucking know.
No, but you identify what your love language is. Therefore, once you identify what it is, you now know how you receive
okay, what
and
are they
give
again?
Love.
What are the love languages?
You got words of affirmation. I love you, Nicole. That shit feels amazing, okay? Acts of service. Hey, Nicole, don't worry about it. I'm going to do the dishes and make up the bed. You just sit on down, all right? Touch. Ugh, we already know what that is. You know what I mean? Gifts, which is, it doesn't have to be like something large, like a huge car or something. Just like, hey, here's like some flowers.
Okay.
That makes it like fills you up. Mm-hmm. And then quality time. Now, I don't understand this.
Okay, that's my sister.
That's your sister? She's just like, there are people who.
My sister can literally sit in a corner.
Exactly.
As long as she's in a room with me. She's like, we've bonded. And
exactly.
I'm like, bitch, we didn't do nothing.
Exactly. Which is, that baffles me. Like, we need to do something in
she
order for us.
She came to visit me and didn't have a single plan. So then I was like, well, I don't want to take you to like the Santa Monica Pier for you to get down there and go, this is nice. And like, not enjoy it. So then I was like, let's go to the Broad. So we went to the Broad and she was just like, this is nice. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And then she was just like happy to sit and watch like, Diners, Drives, and Dives, or whatever the fuck that guy theory shit.
Yeah.
She was like, I just want to sit next to you and be near you.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, I can't. I like for people to do shit for me.
Yeah. Acts of service. Me too. Number
like,
one. It's just
do
like.
Do everything.
When you do something for me, it's just like, it does. It like, I, because it shows me that you love me. Like, you care enough for to take this task on.
Wait, maybe not even.
Talk me down. Words,
I'm
touch.
Bossy.
Are you bossy? Okay.
I just want someone to listen to me. Because when I say, don't do that, just don't do it.
So maybe you like quality time too.
No.
No?
I don't want to sit and stare at you. Fucking kidding me? We got to do something.
Okay. So we know it's not quality time. There's a quiz. So even if you don't want to read the book, just go online.
Type in
5 love languages quiz. Do the quiz. It takes like 10 minutes. And then it'll rank because we all like these things. Well, no matter what we say, even though we don't like this, we kind of like it. But there's a certain percentage of what is more. And then it'll rank the percentages for you. And then
okay, 5 love languages
quiz.
Mm-hmm. I just felt languages the wildest way. It like was very wrong.
Language is one of those words that when you get after G.
I'm gonna
G,
do it. Do it later.
But do it.
So what is yours?
Mine number one is words affirmation.
Ah.
I'm an actor. I like to feel validated. You did a good job. That feels good. Also, you get to. Which my second one is acts of service. I like people to do shit for me.
Ah, interesting. Yeah. I do not like affirmation, but I also, it's weird. So like if we're going to talk about it just in general, like in life, I don't need someone to tell me I'm beautiful. I don't need someone to tell me I'm funny. I don't need anyone to tell me shit I already know.
Yeah.
It's not necessary.
Yeah.
What's necessary is for someone to go, ooh, your new hair looks good. Or, dang, 6 pairs of lashes, why? And I'm like, because I love it. Just like noticing the new things I do, that's what I need.
That's a fine line.
I need you to pay attention to the new things I'm doing. I know it's
but
a fine
don't,
line.
It's okay, so don't compliment you. Don't say how amazing you are. But in the essence that there is something new that comes about, within you, do comment on that and make sure it's positive, but not complimenting.
You can compliment as long as it's something I don't know. If I'm wearing a new wig and I'm not sure about it, tell me if it's good.
Oh, come on now. How would I know that you're not sure?
I don't know. If I come downstairs and I start tossing my hair, men say something about my wig.
Okay.
I'm a very
men are dumb. We're
woman.
Really dumb. I can't tell you how dumb we are. We are the most literal. Like we literally need to spell it out for us because we're not mind readers. We're already putting so much attention elsewhere. You know, I'm black, trying not to get shot. You know, sorry,
yeah,
that's all another.
Yeah, tough.
Yeah, trauma. But, you know, for the most part, we're just trying to, you know, trying
yes.
to understand what we can do to fix it or to help in a relationship.
Well, I think men aren't forthcoming with feelings and information.
When I hear women say this specifically on Tinder dates, I hear this all the time. It's just like, what? I hate that this, I am so expressed. Again, words of affirmation.
Sure.
So expressive, so vulnerable. But it just needs to be said.
So, okay. It's like, great. I know you're into me, whatever, whatever, whatever. We go on like four dates. Right. It's great.
Great.
And then you like ghost someone. I feel like men can just be like, women do this too. Women
okay,
ghost.
I was ready to come right back at you now.
I think people in general need to go, hey, this was bad for X, Y, and Z. Like, you're not hurting someone's feelings.
Thank you.
Maybe you can learn a little bit from it.
Thank
or you,
you
just go, oh, okay, I was feeling something that was wrong.
Right. It's a little feedback. I don't know that I'm doing the same thing. Help me in the fact that we just went out. We just had this lovely dinner. You probably didn't have to worry about it. Give me the fine courtesy of saying, hey, this is why we're not going to link up again.
Yes. Dating is like auditioning. And auditions suck. You prep. You make sure you look and smell good. You're on your best behavior. You're trying to say something that gets them to laugh up top. And then you go through with the audition. And then you say, thank you. I hope I hear from you again. I would love to, you know, go out on another date or like, get married, like book the role.
Yeah.
And then you don't hear anything, weeks, days, months. And you're like, oh, I guess they didn't like me.
They didn't like me.
Maybe we want to test you. And you're like, oh, they did like me. And then you test and then you're like, well, maybe they will give it to me. Maybe I will, you know, get a ring put on it. And you don't hear anything, weeks, months. And then you see it on TV and it's a woman who looks exactly like you. And you're like, cool. Okay, so you did like me, but you didn't want me, and I don't know. It's like when you go on a date with a dude who ends up dating someone who looks just like you, and you're like, okay, then it's like personal, and it's something about me.
Oh my God. Wow.
But that, yeah, like dating
story in my
is
life. Yeah.
Auditioning.
Yes. That's and like, it. And romantically and career-wise, that's exactly
that's all you're doing. You're just
doing.
Asking people to be like, am I okay?
Do you
am
like
I
me? Is this good
a
enough?
Good person? Am I funny and talented? I suck your dick.
Which, our like, money,
you
please.
Would say in any of these situations.
Yes.
You're like, a network show, I'll suck your dick. Marriage, I'll suck your dick. Like, you're just constantly being like, I'll do it. I'll do anything.
Anytime you can put sucking of the dick on the table, it's
sucking.
It's available.
It's just so, it's dating in LA, I think, also is just like hard.
Yeah, it's
everyone's
so bad.
A fucking actor. Everyone has goals. Everyone wants to talk about their goals.
Yeah.
Even in a fucking Uber, people are like, I do other things. And I'm like, I don't care. You're driving me around.
Right.
I don't have to listen to a cab driver be like, I have other things going. No, you're driving me. Just drive.
Right, right. Cab drivers would not be that engaged. Me personally, I feel like dating in LA is just, It has not been the best thing. I knew it was off to a bad start. I went on, it was like my first Tinder date, mm-hmm. specifically. We met up, we went to this Pinchy's Tacos on Sunset. I was like, all right, cool, this is great. You know, getting mm-hmm. some tacos, very affordable. We get there, and I guess I get there before her. She comes in, like, hey, what's going on? We're talking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Chicago, she's from Detroit. Like, oh, this, we're vibing. She stops the conversation midway. Is like, hey, I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Is your family like from like some sort of wealth of some sort? like have a background of wealth of any sort? And I'm like, uh-huh. What? No, not really. My parents, they work in medicine a little bit, but not mm-hmm. nothing crazy. Like, oh, okay, I was just curious. I thought she was doing a bit, but like, no, she was dead serious.
Uh-huh.
And so we're still talking and everything, and we're going. And she stops me again and was like, hey, again. Sorry to stop you. And this was earlier in the year, last year. It was just like, I'm really trying to like set certain intentions and goal for myself. And I'm trying to hold myself to a certain standard. So like, if you're not in like a certain like bracket, like a tax bracket, I'm not necessarily sure that we can probably continue. And it's nothing against you. It's just like, I'm just trying to be upfront about my, and this was early in the year when it's like new year, new me, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
She's trying to get herself together. And I was like, I just started laughing. I was like, I'm sorry. I do not have the load of money to just shower. Onia was like,
that's...
And she left. She left. She ended up leaving. And I'm eating these tacos. Like, what the fuck just happened? Like, it was the weirdest thing I ever experienced in my life. Specifically
that
in LA.
Is wild.
Yeah.
To be like, are you in a certain tax bracket?
Yeah.
Is she black? Was she black?
She was black. Ugh. She was the beautiful, lightest of shade. Shout out to light skin. No shade. Hey, you guys make it really difficult.
Man.
You know?
That's wild. I mean, to be honest, I don't want to date a broke dude. But
that's real.
Yes.
That's real.
I don't want to date a broke guy.
That's very real.
I travel so much for work. So, like, if I'm going to be in Denver for the weekend doing shows, I want you to be able to come to Denver to hang out with me.
Oh, I got you.
Because we can go on 100 mini vacations a year. So,
that's,
like,
I mean, yeah, that's understood. But it's like, I mean, date one, though? Like, out the gate?
Date one is wild. And then to ask about your parents' money.
I know. That's like, that really got me.
It's crazy because is she like, what is it, like, long goal? They're going to die soon and we get the money?
Right. Are we good? Like, just as insurance, just in case?
Yeah, like, that's wild to me. But, like, if a dude has a bunch of roommates and, like, has a shitty job and, like, doesn't know what he wants to do, I can't.
That makes
sense. I don't have time for it.
Yeah.
I don't want to go on dates with you and then have to, like, pay for everything. I don't. Like, I had one guy who I was like, come to New York. I'm in New York for a fucking month and I'm miserable. I want you to come see me. And he was like, okay. And then he's like, ugh, I don't know. I don't know if I have the money. And I was like, I'll pay for it.
Oh,
and then I had a hotel room that was like paid for by the production.
Yeah.
And I was like, and you'll sleep in my hotel room. So it was like a fucking free trip. And it was just like, and then, I mean, the whole relationship imploded before he could come out. But it was just, it was so dumb that I had to be like, I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
You can use my miles.
Yeah.
It just, yeah, it's like,
yeah.
If you are poor, but you have goals, and I can see that you are making steps to the goals, okay.
Right.
I can deal with that. Right. I can work with that. Like, if you, like, talk about, like, it's just like dating a poor dude, sometimes they get too comfy. They're just like, oh, you'll just pay for this. And you stop saying thank you, and you stop pretending that you'll pay me back.
Yeah, yeah, I feel, yeah. But on the other end, like, I'm not, and it sounds so chauvinistic for me to say, like, dating a broke girl is, like, it's weird because, like, broke women can be, like, you're supposed to do this.
Oh, yeah.
You're the man. So, like, aren't you supposed to pay for me? Uh-huh. And it's like, I mean, I guess.
No, bitch.
And we'll, like, use my masculinity against me. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, this is what, you know, manhood is, right? I mean, you've got this.
Mm-hmm.
So you asked me out. So why?
I always, like, do you pay half or do you pay for
always,
all?
Always pay for it. Always. And I don't want, even when I don't, because it hurt. I don't
why?
Know. I can't. I don't know what else to do. My friend, he told me a new thing. He was like, hey, this is what you need to do. You need to take them out for coffee and already have a date in, planned out. That way, uh-huh. based off the coffee, if you're still feeling her, you guys can go ahead and go do the right
thing. Ah, smart, smart, smart. I always, whenever the bill, well, I do a weird thing when the bill comes. I always grab it and go, guess how much? It's my favorite thing to do. Price is Right rules. When you're in a group, whoever is the closest without going over wins. Wins what? Nothing. Because we all just pay the bill. It's just something stupid that I like to do. So, like, I always grab it first. So then I always, like, throw down a card. Because, like, I'm not going to make you pay for everything. But then it's like, if you, like, get the movie tickets or whatever, like, that's sweet. That's, right. like, nice.
Yeah.
I don't understand why a man has to pay for it.
I don't.
At
Nicole,
this point
girl.
In time in 2017, like, we all out here grinding.
Jesus.
We
come
all
on,
have bank
come
accounts.
On.
We all have debit cards.
Thank you.
Just, like, it. And a dude paying for a meal doesn't mean he likes Jesus. You. It just means he's been taught to do that. But then it's just like, I don't want you to be the woman that's like, no, I am independent. No man pays for me. I open right. my own door. Like, if a dude opens a door for you, yay. That's nice.
Right.
Like, if he's paying for me, like, whatever. Like, what I would like is down the line, surprise me with a trip.
Okay. So you like gifts.
Me.
So you like gifts.
I like gifts. But like down the line, like I don't need you to front shit up top.
Yeah.
Like I just want to get to know you, get it going, get a good rapport. And then it becomes what's important to me is when I'm close to somebody, it's like we don't keep track of money. I pay for this sometimes. You pay for this sometimes. Like you pay for like me and my best friend,
yeah.
Sashir, We have like a running tab. I have no idea how much money we owe each other,
yeah.
But it's just like give and take. Like my old roommate, Jen, I have like years and years of us just being like, oh, I think you paid for that last time. I'll pay for this now. Or I don't know. Like, it's just like my money is her money. That's like, that matters more to me. Like getting to know someone and then just like being like, our money is ours.
Yeah.
We're doing this.
Yeah.
You don't have to fucking pay for my goddamn steak dinner. Because you know this bitch got steak and lobster and a dessert. You know this bitch's bill's $100.
Right.
I'll pay for it. You don't have to pay for it.
Nicole, Jesus, where you come from, girl? They need to start making more Nicoles. Because they're not out here. They're not out in the world. They're not out in L.A. specifically.
It's honestly common sense. A dude paying for a meal... that's 20, 30 bucks doesn't mean he's going to, like, take care of you.
Thank you. What can I do? The 20, 20?
I would say opening a door is nicer. Opening a door and then, like, kind of holding the small of your back and, like, pushing you in the doorway.
Door,
that's
okay.
That's nice.
How do you feel about the car?
You don't have to get out.
Okay.
You can, like, open the door from the inside. That's, like, a nice gesture. But after you do it once, you never have to do it again.
Okay.
I know that you cared once. As long as I know you cared one time. If you try one time, I'm good.
Just one.
If you look nice one time, I'm good.
Okay.
Like, you don't have to, because after like a month or two, it's like, I don't know, we're all dumpster people. Like,
yeah.
What are we pretending? What's the end goal?
Yeah.
One of these days, I will see you shitting in a toilet, and I'll be like, ugh,
exactly.
This is bad.
So you're going to hear me fart at some point. Like, I get bloated when I drink a lot of beer, so a fart will be coming.
Yes, and I think it's just like, the sooner you cut down on like the presentation of it all, the better,
right?
For me, at least.
For sure.
I don't know. And then I just don't believe in like archaic things. Like, I make my own money, so like I don't need a dude to provide for me,
right?
And I know that that's probably gonna emasculate a lot of dudes, but that's just where I'm at.
What is emasculating about that?
Well, some men like to take care of women.
Oh yeah, they are. I've actually recently, I went to a wedding and I saw my ex there, and she's dating a guy who's like that, and he's just like, my woman got it. But they're like assholes, though. It's like, as a woman, I get why you would want that, you know? But like, those guys are just like, they think women are beneath them because they're doing that, you know? Like, in a, like a subconscious state. And that's so weird to interact with dudes like that, who are just kind of like, no, my woman's at home cooking.
Yeah.
Duh.
The first time a man ordered for me at a restaurant, I was like, I can talk. I swear I can talk. I don't know why he did that. I chose what I wanted. Then he started saying it. I can tell you. Like, I was floored. I don't remember how old I was when that happened, but I was like, whoa. And then it happened a couple more times. And I was like, I guess I just have to talk first. As soon as he comes over, I have to go, I want this.
Oh, the fish and chips.
Fish and chips. Nicole, that's not what you said earlier.
That's what I'm saying.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the healthcare everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves healthcare. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
I once got mistaken for a hooker.
Okay.
I was out to dinner with my manager because I was moving here and we were like celebrating it. And we were at Ruby Foo's in Times Square. And I don't even know if he remembers this, but he like ordered for me. And I was like, I was like, this is weird. I can talk. And then I was like, can I have wine? And he was like, you can have wine. And then the server was like, oh, you're going to get wine tonight? And I was like, what's happening? And he was like, I'm sure you'll get a lot more tonight, too. And I was
No.
And I was like,
the server said that? Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then I was like, oh, my word. And my manager was just like, And I wanted to be like, I don't.
Was he playing it up?
I was like, I think he thinks we're like dating.
And your manager's like, oh, I know.
Well, then later, he got the bill, and I was like, because this was like one of the first times we'd actually been out to eat because we'd been working together for a little bit, but like nothing was actually happening. There was like no reason for us to like go out and celebrate.
Yeah.
And the bill came, and I was like, do I have to pay for any of this? He was like, no, the company pays for it.
Well,
and I was like, ooh, nice. I love when people spend money on me. And the server's like, I'm sure he'll spend more money on you later. And I was like,
okay, server, you need to
and
back up.
My manager was just like, I don't know what he thought was happening.
Definitely.
But I was like, this server definitely thinks I'm a hooker. I'm like a black woman with like a bad wig, and I'm with this like older white man. This server definitely thinks I'm a hooker.
Well, I mean.
No, he did. Because then I went to this restaurant, Mastro's, here, and I literally saw a young woman in a bad wig with an older man who was just laughing at all the things he said that weren't funny.
Wow.
And I was like, this is definitely a Hooker John situation because she was like, can I get a to-go bag? And I was like, bitch is hungry. She's trying to take everything she can from this restaurant.
Oh, my God. Maestros, have you ever had the lobster mashed potatoes?
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about this, the appetizer, the lobster that's like in fucking butter soup. And then they put fucking bread in it, and it's like garlic bread.
You gotta
bread.
Get the mashed potatoes, though. That shit is amazing. And then the butter cake.
Oh, I haven't had the butter cake. Ooh! I can't remember what I had.
You will have a. You will come so hard in that fucking restaurant. My I swear God. To God, you have to. You will come so.
Their
you,
food.
You
is
have no
so
clue.
So good.
You will squirt all across Maestro's in Beverly Hills as soon as you take a bite of that butter
Daddy
cake.
Daddy, butter cake.
Exactly
I mean.
True. I swear.
I only really come over one thing, and it's ooey gooey butter cake ice cream from Ample Hills Creamery. It's my favorite ice cream.
Okay.
They're in Brooklyn, and they started shipping on Amazon. And I legit thought about writing a letter to the company begging them to not ship on Amazon because I thought that they were expanding too quickly and that they wouldn't be able to keep up with the demand that's putting them out of business. And I was like, I can't risk them going out of business.
You went.
And so she was like, you have to find a hobby. You cannot write these people a
so
letter.
So you just went past like devoted customer to like consultant of restaurants
yes.
to let you know, hey guys,
yes.
your business model is not what you
yes.
think it is. You need to stop while you're
ahead. They keep opening shops and I'm like, you expand too fast. And you're not keeping up the quality and the hype goes down, then you're stuck with paying rent and you're not meeting your demand.
Wow.
I just got like really like upset about it. I'm literally, I don't know. I'm like a cartoon character.
No, it's great.
The other day I thought I was falling and you know how people like in cartoons are like, and they like wave their arms.
Right.
I thought I was falling and I like waved my arms. I was like,
yeah,
but it turns out there was a wall literally behind me, and if I had fallen, I would have been fine.
And then for you to complete, you were like, phew!
Yeah, more or less.
That was a close one.
It's a sheer. She was right there. She was like, what?
Suddenly a piano fell on Nicole's head.
I mean, I'm just a little cartoon. I'm a little cartoon, baby! So Tinder's not great for you.
No, it's not.
Bumble. Has Bumble been a better
Bumble's
experience?
Bumble's booming, baby. It's like, it's when
really?
You see that number. I don't know what it is when you see that number of like people who already, this locked in number of ladies who already want you. It's just like, validation is here. You know what I mean?
It shows you who you already
yeah.
matched with?
Okay, if you pay, it'll tell you exactly who it
okay.
is. But if you, it will like show them ghosts, but like saying, it'll say like 15 people today have. Liked you. Now it's up to you to find out who those 15 people are. And you can kind of go back and be like, this person I said no to, all of a sudden the number goes down.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So I am on Bumble and do you know if men, you know how like dudes just swipe right on everybody on Tinder?
My cousin's like
and
that.
Then like weed them
yeah.
out.
Oh,
do
yeah.
you think there's dudes like that on Bumble?
Yeah, I've watched my cousin just like swipe right to everybody. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you like, hey man, just gotta
get those numbers.
Gotta get
up.
Those numbers. It's so bad. And then also you're trying to figure out who are the girls that said yes to you, so you can then be in the position to choose like, who am I gonna say yes or no to? You know?
Because I have bad luck. I match a lot on Bumble, and then I'll message these dudes these beautiful, witty things, and they won't respond.
Well, I will say this. Bumble gives you 24 hours after like the first message
yes.
is given. So I know there's been like days where I've been like super busy.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been all over LA and then I just haven't been able to respond. Now we are given the option to reopen the conversation with a GIF like, hey, sorry, like some cat, like I'm back or something like that. But yeah, once it's like, I'm just like, I'm sorry. You know,
I mean, I don't know. How to make dating easier.
And, this is another thing I will say. Women are like men on these dating apps.
What
because
do you
mean? Now that they are behind, that I've gotten in touch with, now that they're behind their phones, they can say whatever the fuck they want. And all I got to do is unmatch you, and then it's gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
So women will straight up say, hey, Warren, I like how you look. Let's have sex tonight. That's it. I really genuinely, I don't want to get to know you. I don't want to know what you're about, where you're from.
Uh-huh.
You look like someone I want to have sex with. Let's just have sex. Are you cool with it? And I'm like,
yeah.
What? No. Like, is this what this feels like?
Yeah.
Being at the bar and like,
yeah.
What women deal with.
And well, I do that sometimes. Sometimes.
Okay. See, we found one, y'all. Nicole is one.
I mean, it's not surprising. I'm holding a giant dildo in my first picture on Tinder.
I
use Tinder Sometimes it's a dating thing, but then sometimes I'm like, oh, this person's like really dumb. Maybe I'll just fuck them tonight. So that's what I do. It's either like, I'm talking to you. If it's going well, sure, I'll go out with you. We'll have a drink. We'll go to dinner.
Right.
But for the most part, it's like, Jesus Christ. Like this guy I slept with like a year ago, because it's been a long time. Yeah. He was like, I'm a DJ in Pasadena. And I was like, that's a sentence I've never heard. And he didn't get the joke. And I was like, I didn't know there was clubs in Pasadena. So he just like,
DJs are in Pasadena. If you're a DJ, why do you want to live in Pasadena?
I don't know. Okay. But like he said dumb, like he was just so dumb. And I was just like, ugh, I'm just going to fuck you. And there's this other guy
at the Botanical Gardens,
who kept using this like purple devil emoji for everything.
The smiling one, or there's two. One's the smiling one.
Yeah, like the smiling one who's like, I'm a little purple devil. Yeah. And I was like, ugh, anybody who uses that emoji so liberally is so dumb.
Wow.
So I was like, I guess I just have to fuck you. His name was Keon. He had like a weird fucking name.
He was white, black?
He was white.
He was white.
Yeah, I fuck a lot of white
dudes. A white guy with the name Keon.
Keon. But Keon thought he was black.
Oh, God.
My favorite men are white men who think they're black. Yeah. And like, yo, girl, listen. This is what, like,
your body's banging.
I'm going to do to you. I'm going to fuck your fat ass.
Those guys, I always think, like, you've tried out the N-word once. Like, you want to see what it tastes like
you,
in your mouth.
Not once. Every night before bed in the mirror.
Mm.
All right, here's a Messiah. I'm a Messiah. I'm a Messiah. Okay. Night-night. Night-night, shorty.
See this guy so perfectly. He's got a beater on, a wife beater on.
Yes, there was one guy who came over to my house wearing a wife beater, like baggy jeans and Tim's. And I was like, what are we in New York? Why the fuck are you wearing Tim's? We're in the desert.
In
like,
LA?
Yes. And I've never seen an LA dude in Tim's. It's a very East Coast thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like you not understanding like West Coast black people.
That's so funny.
Nuts. And he didn't take off those Tim's.
Oh.
He fucked me in those Tim's.
What?
He sure did.
Wait, did he take the pants off and then put the Tim's back on?
Or
were the pants down? Oh, okay.
I just remember looking and I was like,
yo, I can't take off my
Tim's. Tim's are in my
Black
bed.
Black Man Creed 365.
I was like, what?
So you can't take off the Tim's, yo.
Here's the thing about black people. The Tim's suction to their feet and they can't take them off.
It keeps us going in bed.
His name was Chris and he wouldn't leave my house. So then I just like started FaceTiming my friend while he was like laying next to me, and he was like, cool move.
Wait, you
like,
wanted him to get up and leave?
Yes.
Damn, Nicole, yes. It's dirty out here. See, I'm a parent like, hey, this is what I committed to for the rest of the night.
No.
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to say I have to go out.
Get out of my house. The minute you leave my pussy, get out. I would love nothing more than a nice deep dicking. He comes, I come, he looks at me and I go, leave. And he says, yes.
Yeah.
As opposed to me smiling and being like, this, okay.
Wow.
Leave. Leave my home. And I can't tell you how many times I've like gone home with someone from a bar, fucked them, and then been like, see you later. And they're like, what? You're not going to stay? Nah, bro, we didn't. And they're like, thank you.
Jeez, that's, wow. So like, what is sex to you now? Is it like, do you think it's like, I don't know if we're getting too deep real quick,
no.
But like, is it like, you know how people like say fucking versus making love? Do you still have the making love still in you?
I don't know if I've ever made love to someone.
Okay.
I've fucked people, but I've never
open up.
I've this never been in love with Safe someone space. I've had sex with.
You've never been in love
Mm-mm.
with someone you've had sex with.
No.
Have you been in love?
No.
Never been in love.
Mm-mm.
Have you been close?
No.
You've never been close?
No. I've been infatuated with people. And I've had feelings that like I care about you.
Yeah.
And I've had someone say they loved me and I went, that's nice.
Wow. What triggered in your brain to be like, nah, I can't say that shit back?
Well, we were like fucking and he was like, I love you. And I was like, well, you're inside me. That's wild. Like, sure. Yeah. For right now.
I hope
now.
You love me. Shit. Yeah.
And then he said it at a restaurant and I went to the bathroom. Oh, wow. And then
immediately after, like, I love you.
Oh, he was like, well, no, I do love you. Because I was like, because he's, okay, so he said, I love you while he was fucking me. And he said, I love you, like, when we were, like, in bed together. And then we went to, like, this restaurant, and I was like, well, you said you loved me. And he was like, I do. And I was like, okay, well, I have to go to the bathroom. And then I think that was only 3 times he said it. Oof. But, like, he didn't love me, and I knew he didn't love me. And I knew he was saying it in a manipulative way. So I was like, I'm not doing that.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've never been in love.
Okay.
I also, we don't know each other at all, but I'll tell you this. I have, like, intimacy issues. I have 2 dead parents.
Wow.
My godmother's, one of my godmothers is dead. My grandmother's dead. My grandpa's dead. My aunts keep dying. So, like, people keep dying in my life. So, like, I have issues where I'm like, well, what's the point of getting close to people? They all just gonna die.
Wow. That's
which
deep.
Is, like, not fun. But, no. I mean, that's just, like, my life. And then I get close to dudes that I meet, and then they, like, ghost me. So I'm like, you're not dead, but, like, it's the same thing
happening over. Wow.
So,
damn, Nicole, that's not cool.
No, it's not. But your girl's in therapy. Hey. Mary's helping me out.
Shout out to Mary.
Honestly,
shout out to Mary.
Mary's a fucking godsend. I don't know what I would do without Mary.
That's real.
And shout out to my friend Marcy for finding Mary for me. Man. Marcy was like, you've got issues. I found you a therapist. Go to her. And I was like, thank you.
I have so many questions, but, like, I don't
sure.
want to get.
Sure, you can. Should it's we? Fine.
Just like, well, how do you, like, you've got so much weight on your shoulders. Like, you've
sure
got this
do.
Show. We're doing this podcast. And for you to carry around that, also, sidebar, you're a black woman living in America. In Hollywood, uh-huh. in this crazy town. That's a lot. Like, I feel like I just want to hug you right now. That's not fair. And, but that, it's hitting me all at the same time because it's like the worst shit possible is happening to you and also the best shit possible is happening to you at the same time. It's so fucking weird.
It is weird. My life has always been a lot of ups and downs. Like, anytime I've ever booked something or gotten good news, I've never been around people. And I'm like, I want to celebrate with somebody. I guess I'll be by myself,
yeah.
Which is, like, also a weird thing. I also don't enjoy things. Like, what? I don't enjoy success. I don't enjoy when things happen. Like, when my show got picked up, my manager and my agent called me. And I was just like, okay, thank you. Bye-bye. And they were like, and then my manager called me and was like, well, aren't you, like, happy? And I was like, yes. And he was like, okay. And I was like, okay, bye bye.
And so what did you feel on the inside? Were you like on to like, what's the next thing I need to do? Or
I was excited, but I also know in the back of my head, people take things away from people. Mm. So like I was super proud of the first season of my show, was really excited about it. And I was like, it's getting great feedback. People are writing nice stuff about it. We'll get a season 2. And then it got canceled. And I was like, and I wasn't on to the next. I wasn't thinking ahead.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I never want to be put in that position again. I never want to get comfortable with anything else again because things just get taken from you. So I like.
I mean, that's one way of looking at it. Another way is that, hey, this is only the beginning of what is more
sure,
to come.
Sure. But if I don't keep doing things, things won't happen. And then, yeah, I got a lot of. stuff on my
this is
shoulders.
Beautiful. This is the, I mean, you're not, I feel like you're not dealing with anything different, you know, than a lot of other people, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Like my sister's different. She will shut down. She shuts down and then gets into a routine. Her routine is what keeps her comfortable and keeps her feeling safe.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I'm like, well, I can't get too comfortable and I don't want to ever feel safe. I have to keep doing things that make me have to work. Like, I just bought a house, so I'm like, I can't stop working ever. Right. I have to work for the rest of my life to pay off this fucking house.
Not necessarily. No, I mean, you'll get to a point. I feel like, you know, once you get that season 3 money, baby, house paid for. Season 4, holla at me.
Come on now.
It's coming. I know it's got to. You're too fucking talented for that not to happen.
Hey, that's nice. Thank you.
Oh, my bad. The words of affirmation I'm doing. It's true, though.
Well, okay, here's... I think this is why I don't like words of affirmation. You're beautiful. Okay. Beauty is subjective. So I don't know if you're actually telling me the truth. Oh. Like you're talented and funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's also subjective. Are you saying that because other people have said it and it's been validated? Or do you actually think that? That's like when we're on a set and the director is like, great job. I'm like, is it?
You know, after a show at like UCB and everybody's like, oh my God, so good. Oh my God, you're amazing. Oh my God, you're so great. You're so talented.
Yes.
That same thought came into, it would always come to my mind of just like, are they just bullshitting me right now? Like, why are they, you know, more than uh-huh. likely I was the only black guy on the stage. Are they just saying that because I'm a minority mm-hmm. and they have to feel free? Like, this is my one black doing, you know, today. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, oh, that's not fair. Like, they probably genuinely enjoyed an experience that they've never seen in their life. I mm-hmm. see this shit all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on the car, in the car, at home, in the mm-hmm. bathroom, in my sleep. But here I am saying that, hey, you're not supposed to feel that way mm-hmm. on this experience that I just provided you. You're wrong. And I don't want to do that to people.
Yeah, I try very hard to just take the compliment, just go, thank you very much.
Okay.
Because it is nice. And this sounds like a humble brag, but like Girl Code, the show that I was on that like, you know, kind of, it was like my break. It's what people know me from. And it was an overnight thing where one day people knew me at UCB and that's about it. To having 100,000 like Instagram followers and like teen girls in malls being like, you're funny, I love you.
Yeah.
And it was just like very overwhelming. And people would like ask me for pictures. And then I started touring colleges and like people would kind of mob me sometimes. And then I'd be like, I don't do that. I don't take pictures. I don't do it. I don't want to. And I don't want to talk to people. But then I like thought about it and I was like, okay, you just have to put a different face on and put away your demons in your mind. They're like, you're not actually funny. People are just, they just like you because like someone else told them to like you or whatever. So now I'm like, I'll take a picture with anybody who asks and I will talk to anyone who wants to talk to me because they liked what they saw enough to make an effort to yeah. talk to me. Because it is an effort. It is an effort to talk to someone that you think is funny.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I ever got to speak to Monique, like it would be genuine to be like, you have shaped my comedy. Like you are who I looked at to be like,
yeah.
You're a big black woman talking about getting your pussy eaten. That's funny to me. That's okay. What I want to do.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. What were we talking about? I didn't take my ADD medicine today.
Tinder. It's an amazing app. Make sure you download it, guys. Bumble also.
Tinder. Okay. So here's, I guess I have my answer because I always ask my guests, I go,
oh,
would you date me or why won't you date me? But you would date me because you swipe right on me. I don't know.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I can answer the question for myself. Yeah, I guess I date you. You're cool. You're just, you're cool. It would, like, I know, I feel like looking at it, it would be like, it's going to be some work. It's going to be some time where it'd be like, oh, that's not Nicole talking. That's some shit she's going through right now. So uh-huh. I have to humble myself a whole lot. But then it would also bring about stuff. It would be like an awareness piece for me too. It's like, well, Warren, why do you feel that way? And it'd mm-hmm. be very interesting. So yeah, I'd be down for the challenge. Yeah.
So what was your intention with your first message?
My intention was really just to like strike up a conversation. Like I have done the whole like, oh my God, look at this person. I'm thinking about babies with this person. We can probably have 3, maybe 4 babies.
Do you want children?
I do want children.
We'll never work out.
Oh, okay.
I don't want any children.
Zero?
No, I bought a really nice house and I don't want children to fuck it up.
Okay.
They break shit.
You're going to change that. Maybe.
That's what people say. I'm 31.
Yeah, you still got some time.
No.
We're still in the beginning.
Your eggs go bad. Your ovaries fall out. Your uterus dries up. Your cervix fucking bottoms out.
What's the thing, Beyonce? Well, no, Beyonce didn't do it. I mean, it's rumored. The people, what the celebrities get.
Oh, a surrogate?
Is this, no, not surrogate.
Oh, in vitro?
In vitro, why you get twins, right?
No. Here's the thing. I do not want a baby. Goo goo gaga. I have to bring it everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I can leave my dogs at home in a crate.
No you baby can't at all?
Do that with a baby. You have to pay someone to hang out with that thing. No one's going to do it for free. I don't have parents to take care of a baby.
Gotcha.
So, like, I just bring him to my parents' house. My parents are dead. So, like, I'd have to go find their ashes somewhere and fucking leave the baby there. And then people will be mad about that because I left the baby with dead people. And then
this is so weird to laugh at it. I can't. I will freeze. All
right. You can laugh at it.
No.
Because like people say, like, I don't know, so people don't want to laugh at tragedy, but like when we emptied or spread my dad's ashes, we were fighting over who would do it, and I snatched it out of my sister's hand. I was like, I'll fucking do it. And as I sprinkled him, a big gust of wind came and he blew in my mouth. And then my grandmother, I've never seen her laugh harder than that moment. And then I was like, my dad's in my mouth. My dad's in my mouth. It was awful. My mouth was full of dead person ash. Full of it. There's like so much dark humor that goes into it. And I can't talk about it on stage yet because I'm trying to, it's hard.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
no,
trying to
me.
Conquer talking about being fat because people feel bad for you. So that's what I'm doing first. And then I'll get to my dead daddy being in my mouth.
I don't, in my opinion, you like you, and I've noticed that too. I was born in Chicago.
And where in Chicago?
Southside, Hyde Park.
That's where my sister lives.
Really?
Yeah. Then my grandparents, Park? Yeah, she lives in Hyde Park. Really? She lives in like 57th and
Ellis?
Like Lakeshore Drive.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I'm then about, my grandparents, I live on,
we were like 51st and Ellis.
Okay.
Yeah.
My grandparents live at like 91st and Stony Island.
What? That's where my grandparents
Take
live.
That Jeffrey Express downtown.
What you know about it? Dan Ryan. Chicago stand up. Chirac stand up.
Yeah. They live on like Euclid. Euclid and.
Okay.
What is that? I don't fucking know.
In the hood.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then, let's see. My aunt lives on like Halsted and 107 by the park.
Nicole, you are in the hood for real. That's
Oh,
great.
Yeah. The
That's
fucking good. Hood. The hood. To the point where I didn't think white people lived in Chicago.
Yeah.
And when white people would say, oh, I'm from Chicago, I'd be like, you're obviously from a suburb.
Exactly.
And then 3 years ago, went to the north side and was scandalized. I was like, oh, yeah. They are here. It is the most successfully segregated city in America.
It is the number one segregated city. It's ridiculous. When, every time I meet a white
wild.
Person who's like, I'm from Chicago too, is like, I have no clue where they're from.
No,
I
they're can't from wait the to north about. Side or Old Town
Wrigleyville. You know where
yeah,
the cops are.
Yeah, Wrigleyville.
Yeah, like, Wicker Park. We like to go get our vegan blueberry muffins there. And like, well,
yeah,
okay.
It's wild. Yeah. But I don't, this is going to sound awful. I hate Old Town. I hate the north side. I love the South Side.
Me
There's something
too, Nicole.
So
come on.
Just like real and visceral
yes.
And like.
The North Side seems so Hollywood. So yes. Like Bay is not real. Like the side, there are so many genuine, real ass, like really real
yes.
People.
And people
in the
will
South
just
side.
Like tell you what's up. And when Trump says things like, I'm going to send the National Guard in and people are killing each other. I'm like. Well, honestly, all you have to do is, like, fund public schools there because nobody joins a gang because of too many after-school activities.
Thank you.
Nobody's fucking running the streets at night because they have to wake up and take a test in the morning because they're at a good school where teachers care about them. It's like you kind of have to, like, go backwards and start, like, at the root of the problem. But it's like, well, you don't want to do that because they're all black and you want to keep them at a disadvantage. What a wild twist this podcast has taken.
It's been great. We've touched on a lot.
We did. This. Okay, so do you have anything that you want to plug?
Sure. I mean, every Sunday, come on down to the Groundlings Theater. I'll be performing there in the Sunday Company. Look out for me in the new AT&T commercial, McDonald's commercial. That's cool.
I love how you said the new AT&T commercial and the new McDonald's commercial,
new.
Like they roll out a new one once a
right,
year.
Yeah.
They're like, the new season of commercials is coming.
Here they come.
You're going to get one
the
for this month.
Season one commercials of these huge corporations. But no, I'm just around. And then hopefully on some other shows.
Oh, don't
you know
do
saying?
That. Warren, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been such a true treat. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes and you really liked it, I want you to rate it 5 stars. And along with your rating, if you hit on me or say something very sexually disgusting, I will read it aloud on the next podcast. An example is, I want to cut up your chocolate pussy pie and eat it. Or, ooh, man, I want to squeeze your titties and twist off the nip. Or, baby girl, I want you to back that ass up. You a big, fine woman. I want you to back that ass up into my dick.
One more.
So,
One more.
Usually I read them, but I couldn't find enough to read.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just spitting them off the dome. Okay, here's another one. I want to stick my finger so deep in your butt, you become a puppet.
And that's what the puppet would sound like with that laugh. That's great. That's good.
Thank you so much for being here.
Nicole, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Really bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Are you an annoying coworker? Sending emails when everyone else is sleeping? Do they ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have knowledgeable sleep experts that can help you find a better bed, like a Tempur-Pedic. It has technology to keep you cool at night, meaning anyone, even people like you, can sleep all night long. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.